know what? I care as much about monkey torture as the next guy. Yeah. If I care so much that I'm going to break some chimps out of fucking hiding that I don't even know what's going on, I'm bringing some chimp sedatives. You know what I mean? A number one.
Let's get some dart guns
going. We're tranking these dudes and putting them in a sack very gently, by the way.
Some edibles, perhaps.
Totally. Yeah. Put this guy on your back like he's fucking whatever the one.
Project
from
X?
Yes, the movie Project X.
or Marcel the Monkey. Marcel from Friends.
These are huge fucking honking chimps.
I hate that they experiment on them, but I gotta know my shampoo is safe.
Sure. It might burn.
I'm kidding. But yeah, this, I totally forgot. I always memory hole. I watched this 5 years ago, according to Letterboxd. I watched this when it came out. I watched this multiple times. Yeah. I will never remember the monkey heist at the beginning.
Monkey heist is great.
You said monkey heist, and I was like, dude, I haven't watched this movie since like 2004 tops. Yeah. I got no idea what you're talking about.
This movie did blow the doors off cinemas.
Hell yeah, it came out. Fast Zombies.
I remember going to see this at the United Artists Yonkers, which is now the Alamo Draft House. And let's just say the people driving us there got into a huge argument with each other. I got to the movie late.
Because of the argument?
Because of the argument, which also involved the detail of how much does a movie ticket cost these days?
It was like $9.
I was like, I piped up and I said, oh, excuse me, I actually know it's this. And then it was a silence and then back to fighting. Like, I never said anything.
Well, because you slowed them down. They were in a good groove.
I would have gotten to the movie quicker. Yes. So I didn't get to the movie until he's walking out to Big Ben.
And
it was such a huge movie that it's always ingrained in my mind that that's where the movie starts.
To me, this monkey scene, it is like Homer with the shotgun outside. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is how you start your movie, man? And I'm like, I do hate the way they typify, like, of course, the guy who's at the lab is like, oh, I'm just an idiot cigar. I'm just trying to find the right. I didn't torture the monkeys for decades.
This dude gets his jollies shoving tubes of lipstick up monkeys' asses.
I'm just stupid and funny looking.
But he's right. We'll also be like, yo, this is going to end the. I know, because he even says, I know what you think you're doing. No preamble. Like, dude, those monkeys will fucking kill you.
Yep.
I made those monkeys evil.
Here's the thing, too, though. This lab, like, you need a button, man, that's like, the diseased monkeys are getting out, and you press it, it's full lockdown, and you sacrifice yourself as flames consume that laboratory.
Eat me, monkey, so no one else could be eaten.
But first, to cure, you must understand. Shut up say these monkeys are evil.
This is life, right? Like Wuhan, right?
It was weird watching this for the first time in the new times.
Highly recommend people go back to 28 Weeks Later. I feel like it's neck and neck, maybe just as good as this.
I'm a big 28 Days Later head, which I've already announced once, and I will say it again. I didn't like 28 Weeks Later because it's not the same. I think I'm wrong. I want to go back to it.
I think we saw it at Village East together, didn't we? And we both sort of walked out like, all right.
The start of Jeremy Renner being a person.
Oh, right. I forgot. He's like the American Army guy or whatever.
Yes, the Americans are there. What's great about watching it post-COVID is so much of it is about quarantines and lockdowns, and it feels...
And people getting liberated by ripping their goddamn masks off, fucking finally.
Pretty much like, I'll be a fucking zombie if I want, you fucking son of a bitch.
It's my God-given right to turn into a fucking zombie and you can't stop me.
Second Amendment rage virus, motherfucker. I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to have the rage virus.
We gotta let the rage virus run through the population so that these beautiful churches can be open for Easter.
You know, these monkey videos, by the way, I had to look it up to confirm it wasn't him because he died 3 years after this movie came out in America. One of the things the monkey's looking at, I could have sworn it was people beating the corpse of Saddam Hussein post-hanging.
Poor man.
And it wasn't, though.
They're all fake videos, apparently. They're all a little too Middle East tinged for my taste, you know what I mean?
Well, they watched the news that day.
It's a post-9/11 world.
It is the time.
Well, it was actually a pre-9/11 world they're making.
Whoa!
They filmed...
Hold on a second. What did he know and when did he know?
Great question. Because apparently like the big banner scene when he's walking by and like all the missing people was very similar to what happened in New York. And he's like, I wouldn't have put that in if I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, shut up. You should put it in more.
Well, I agree with that. But they also
because it's very awesomely like a larger scale thing from Vanilla Sky Times Square.
Yes.
Yeah. You did it with lots of major parts of London. which is pretty sweet.
And there's garbage on the street, so it looked like an actual town.
What do we think about the DV of it all? You know, these many years? I love it,
too. I like it now a lot. I feel like at the time I was a little wishy-washy, but I realize now that this is doing what found footage wish it did.
Yeah.
Like, this makes the aesthetic great. It gives a visceral quality to it without making it a terrible movie.
Yep, yeah, because you can do it and you can have the, like, the documentary boots on the ground, you're right there kind of feel without someone... That's someone whispering into a camera during a moment of terror, like, yes. I just have to keep filming. I don't know why, but I have to keep filming. And you're like, I don't know,
what,
man.
Well, what if TJ Miller had a couple of zingers in there?
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably one of the more successful ones. It probably is.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually a pretty good movie, too. Yes. The funny thing about the DV, right? So the whole thing about this movie, and, like, again, this is why it's important to, like, make your voice heard. If you want something, like, this movie was famously unavailable on streaming and shit for ages. It doesn't have, you know, it had a Blu-ray release and that's it. And when this new movie came out and everybody, the trailer for it, and everybody was like, holy fuck, yeah. Oh, we'd love to rewatch that. What do you mean it's not nowhere to be found? Mm-hmm. So they put it out, right? So now you can rent it again. But Sony has acquired this movie from Fox. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is when this starts, and I rented it on Apple, you see the beautiful new Sony logo, and then you have what I think is really cool, the Columbia Pictures 100 years.
Through the years deal.
And it looks gorgeous, and because they're the new rights holders, so they get to come first, and then whoever after the fact comes after. Then it goes into the DV Fox Searchlight logo, and I was like, whoa, like, it really takes you. And I, for a second, I was like, oh, I mean, I've, you know. I'm Mr. 4K, I complain about this shit all the time, and I was like, man, what are my eyes going to think about this? Like a warm bath, just going right back into it. I was like, "This is awesome! It really fits the movie."
I mean, it's your classic. You know why it's such a stupid idea to redo Star Wars, because that's a '70s movie. It should look and feel and breathe like a '70s movie.
Yeah,
this movie came out in 2002, and it looks and breathes and feels like a movie from 2002.
It almost
and that's
feels,
good.
Yeah, it feels like almost the last movie from 2000. After that, everything became more shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, movies around this time.
Roger Dodger, I want to say.
Daredevil.
No, shooting on DV, like, oh, okay. Roger Dodger,
yes.
Chuck and Buck.
Soderbergh did a few.
Collateral. Soderbergh's, like,
full frontal's the one.
Was one. So there was, like, it's interesting because it was, like, a lot of drama and other kinds of things. But then this was, like, straight up horror doing it. And again, that, like, boots on the ground thing, you're right there with them. Anytime one of these rage-filled monsters bursts through a wall or whatever, you feel like you're in that liquor store or that, you know, hospital or whatever the fuck it
I
is.
I wish I was in a liquor store right now. Tell you that much.
But so the monkey
zombie or no?
The monkey fucks her. No, the monkey fucks humanity. Really,
pretty bad. Oh, if you want
yes,
to.
Of course. Because she's like, "Come, monkey, come into like, my arms."
What do you think this thing's
dude,
gonna do?
Dude, monkeys are
on the cheek.
Fucking vicious, evil animals.
Before
and then this
the
one,
rich.
This guy's putting lipstick up its butt all day. Of course, it's angry,
dude. Mm-hmm. And just like that rich lady in Connecticut, when her monkey started eating her face off, she just went, why is this happening? Like, that, the look on this girl's face, this activist's face, like, why could the monkey possibly be doing this?
Listen, if I see a monk, I'm killing it. If I can. I can.
We're just trying. We have to make the monkey watch Delta Force over and over again.
Look, Eric.
And it's very angry. It's so angry.
You might survive it, but your dick's gone. I'm sorry.
So, yes, the breakout happens, and it's a really great, like, this doctor's getting it. Everybody's fucking getting it.
Yeah.
The dude, there's like one dude's like turning or whatever. It's so awesome. And then it just like smashes 28 days later.
Great title
really
card.
Really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Here's Killian naked as the day he
ding
was born.
Dong
oh,
out.
Shit.
Man.
Hold on a second. Is this why everyone wants to defund the National Health Service
NHS,
over there?
Yes.
Because it's like, you can't even get this guy a blanket. Is this how you're doing the hospitals in England? You're just laying there naked all day? You don't have trousers? You don't have the blanket?
Come
nothing?
On, Eric, think. A nurse was going to go, was going to fucking get the rage virus. She wanted to see a nice dick before she left, took a look, and then left.
I'm taking a looky-loo on the way out.
I don't think she did a jerk. I'm going to be nice and say she didn't do a jerk.
Yeah,
but
Benny
she...
Hill music is an infected chaser.
I'm going to go home and see my family before before the rage virus gets me. But first, I'm going to see that hunk's willy. Oh, what a willy to see. Now I'm going to traverse London. Oh, no, the rage virus.
Going to leave you here. You're going to be bear-cocked for a while, but they'll take you eventually. Don't worry. They're very hungry.
I just couldn't believe this.
I just wonder if it was maybe like poor timing. Like he was about to get a sponge bath, and then like the rage virus zombies ran in and... no more.
But this is how you know you're watching a good Danny Boyle movie. If it's a good Danny Boyle movie, there's usually a cock in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trainspotting's got a cock. Shallow Graves got a cock.
Oh, that's now true. I want to see James Bond's cock in this movie definitely. He could have done.
Yeah, take that fucking bathing suit scene from Casino Royale. James Bond's dick.
That's the opening, right? You got the barrel of the gun coming, and then suddenly he pulls out his tallywhacker, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then it's like the blood coming down, but it's white, right?
Yeah, I got it.
So that's something different.
White, but like,
so that's some. Different.
It's a different.
You just failed pitching, this pitch. Yeah, exactly.
Been pitching to Barbara and just being like, but actually, you know, there's cum, you see, down the stream. No, it's just white. Sorry,
you don't need cum. To talk to Barbara anymore. She's gone.
Yeah, Barbara's out. Barbara sold it off.
But
yeah.
Isn't she still in meetings?
No, she's
just
done.
Totally
she's
done.
Really,
okay.
She did the George Lucas deal.
Yeah, take your ball and go home.
It's all in the hands of the angels now.
He wakes up. He's taking all his fucking IVs out. This creeps me out. This is like the most viscerally uncomfortable scene in the movie for me.
Pulling needles out of your own arm.
I prefer putting them in.
And he has to. It's kind of cool because clearly somebody locked him in and threw the keys underneath.
Yes, I just only noticed today that that's what was going on there. Yeah. I was like, oh, someone was helping him.
For safekeeping that, Willie.
Don't want that turned into the side of the rage virus.
That dick is too good. I'll leave all these old folks with rooms open.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.